There's two ways to skin a cat. You can make a deal from Discord or from Good Rapport. Trump can do both. When it comes to jobs, he thinks he can skin that cat alive.
Ford announced that they're going to move a lot of their workers out of this country, but in particular, they're going to build one plant, $2.5 billion. You ever see? Hey, in Iowa, $2.5 billion, that would build a plant bigger than any field you have. Is that right? $2.5 billion. I said, wait a minute, you mean $2.5 million, right? They said, no, $2.5 billion. Okay, it is, $2.5 billion. So they're going to build this plant to make cars. And these cars are going to be sold all over, but they're going to come into the United States. No tax, no nothing. What means you're not going to have, you're going to close up in Michigan, you're going to close up another place, you're going to build this massive plant. And I said, so what would I do if I'm President Trump? It would be very easy. I wouldn't even call any of the people I told you about. I don't have to call Carl Icahn. I don't have to call anybody. I can do this so easy. It's too easy. I'd do it with a phone call. I'd call the head of Ford. And I'd say, congratulations on the new plant you're building in Mexico. I think it's a wonderful thing. Congratulations. I'd say, thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me give you the bad news. Every single car and truck and part that comes into the United States, we're going to tax you 35%. Okay?
Bad chance. Tariffs on cars from outsourced U.S. car companies would have to pass Congress first. And Jewish Wall Street will never allow that. Trump's got a whole different ploy with Putin.
So you could make a deal with Putin to stop his expansion?
I would be willing to bet I would have a great relationship with Putin. It's about leadership.
Based on what? You're two macho guys?
Based on a feel. Okay? You know, deals are people.
You sound like George W. Bush. He looked into his soul and said he was a good guy. Come on.
Bush didn't have the IQ.
You know what I'm picking up from this? You'd buy Putin. You'd buy him off.
I wouldn't buy him at all. I would be able to get along, in my opinion, with Putin. Now, it's possible not. I'm not saying 100%, but I think I would have a very good relationship with
all
Putin.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, it's actually important for this country to do that. He hates Obama. And it's not like we're winning anything. You know, it's one thing if he hated him, but we're winning. Putin is beating Obama at every corner, but Putin hates Obama. You look at it, the chemistry is so bad.
And when the deal is on, chemistry can give you the deal you want.
Putin would like Donald.
I think so, yeah. I think
free
so.
Golf membership for him?
No, not that. I think we would get along very well.
All right.
I think it's very important. By the way, it's actually a very important question. I think that you can't have everybody hating you. The whole world hates us.
But Putin wants a multipolar world, while Trump wants to hang on to a unipolar world. That kind of chemistry can blow up in Trump's American exceptionalism face. Trump's father warned him against building in Manhattan, but Donald put his field to work and started swimming with sharks. I mean Jewish sharks, who own the real estate racket in New York. It's not for nothing that Trump's got a Weisselberg and a Cohen at the top of his operation, and mentored by the mobbed-up Jew Roy Cohn, Trump's attorney until he died from AIDS in 1986. You don't become a real estate mogul in Manhattan without connections to high-ruling Jews. And if he becomes president, Trump's going to have Jewish lobby disconnects all over him.
I've been dealing with politicians all my life. They are all talk, no action, never going to get done. They're controlled by the lobbyists, they're controlled by donors, and they're controlled by special interests. When I tell somebody to do something, I'm not going to get a lobbyist calling me the next day say, please don't do that, even though it's good for America.
It won't be. It'll be good for the Jews, not America. When Trump makes a deal, he better factor in Jewish control.